Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. California officials, in even more inflammatory language, appear to be trying to provoke a showdown with the federal government over immigration issues. The U.S. Department of Justice signaled its intent Friday to follow through on a widespread immigration crackdown promised by President Donald Trump, warning sanctuary jurisdictions across the nation, including California, that the federal government would withhold law enforcement funds if they don't cooperate with immigration authorities. In California, Attorney General Xavier Becerra issued a strong rebuke to the demand letter from U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. California has a right to determine how it will provide for the safety and general welfare of its residents and to safeguard their constitutional rights, he said in a statement. Fear-mongering and falsehoods will not intimidate our state into compromising our values. Federal threats to take away resources from law enforcement or our people in an attempt to bully states and localities into carrying out the new administration's unsound deportation plan are reckless and jeopardize public safety. In a letter sent to the California Board of State and Community Corrections, the acting Attorney General for the U.S. Department of Justice, Alan Hansen, said California is at risk of losing federal funds if it does not cooperate with federal immigration authorities. It threatens so-called sanctuary jurisdictions across the state, including in Sacramento, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and could impede efforts by Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon to expand protections for undocumented people statewide. A federal, state, or local government entity or official may not prohibit or in any way restrict any government entity or official from sending to or receiving from the Immigration and Naturalization Service information regarding the citizenship or immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of any individual, the letter said. It directed cities and counties to prove they are complying with federal law and submit documentation by June 30. State corrections officials issued a brief statement saying the Board of State and Community Corrections is reviewing the letter and that it complies with the federal law referenced in the Justice Department letter. In a statement, De Leon said the state legislature would fight back. It has become abundantly clear that Attorney General Sessions and the Trump administration are basing their law enforcement policies on principles of white supremacy, not American values, he said. Their constant and systematic targeting of diverse cities and states goes beyond constitutional norms and will be challenged at every level. Federal Justice Department officials targeted 8 other places. The same letter was sent to officials in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, Miami, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Cook County, Illinois. Good luck to our state. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.